Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ed Harrington back on the show. He's the CEO of Ideas to Go. He's on the Yale Center for Customer Insights Board of Directors. He is the co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, and he's our good friend. Ed, welcome back.
Jim, thank you, and happy President's Day to you.
It's good to have you back.
Hey, you know, and talk about President's Day. Look at the Declaration of Independence, and there were a lot of small business people signing that document.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Most of them. Most of them were. Yeah.
Exactly. It wasn't just politicians.
Because I include farmers in small business owners. Farmers that were press operators. They were surveyors. They were merchants. And, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Printers. Yep. Everything. So cool. And I also want to congratulate you on the new book. Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
And then finally, I want to congratulate you for being the voice of the small business in the new tax law, which, you know, I agree with your viewpoint. It's done some nice things, but it really hasn't. It's not a balanced approach.
It's very inequitable. You know, I want to make sure people know that I'm not against the bill, the tax cuts. I'm not jealous of what the corporate America got. I just think it's not fair what they got because, as you and I both know, we're competing in the marketplace for the same customers. We're competing for the same employees. We're trying our best to keep corporate America from poaching our good employees. And here the government is giving them all this extra cash to do that with. We don't have that cash. What's wrong with that picture, Ed?
Yeah, no kidding. Not only do we not have that cash, and they're now able to pick up boatloads of it, but as I've described before, maybe, but, you know, so I'm loaning money. I'm a small business owner, right? And in truth, most of the money I've been loaning in the more recent years has been to these very big businesses.
Right.
Right? So ironically to me, these people are putting on the pressure on me. They're sitting on literally.
And when you say loaning, you're talking about the investment you're putting in their stocks.
Well, no, I'm actually talking about I do business with them, and instead of paying me in 30 days, they want to pay me in 90 days.
Oh, absolutely.
60 days.
Absolutely. Well, some of them, most of them, not all of them. I've got some customers that when I send them an invoice, I walk out and check the mailbox. I mean, they pay really well. But most of my experience with corporate America over the last 20 years has been, not all, but many of them, has been pretty abusive.
I would, you know, what I'd say is they all learned it all from Walmart, the toughest negotiator on earth, and they all turned around and said, oh, let's be hard asses about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I used to get paid usually in advance of some kind and maybe the rest in 30
right.
kind of deal. Now it's literally up to 60 plus, and that's nothing but an interest-free loan.
One of the biggest companies in the world pay me in 5 months.
Yep. And if they make a mistake in how we send in our bill, we have to start the cycle all over
again. That's right. That's right.
So I find it's kind of like, you know what, come on. It's like what you were saying about business ethics and, you know, enough's enough. You don't even need the money. You're sitting on $100 billion in cash.
Well, it's what I actually did a survey on this, Ed. I polled 500 people like you, and we got a great response. People who do business like you do and like I did and do. And I called it the dirty little secret. I thought there was a dirty little secret. And here's the dirty little secret. Corporate America says they love small business owners. But what they really mean is they love you coming in the front door, but they don't love you if you come in the back door as a vendor.
Right.
And 84% of my respondents, their answers to our 16 questions showed that 84% indicated that their dirty little secret is correct. There is a dirty little secret.
Well, and I'll tell you, what I have to tell you, too, is what I've found more and more is there are silos there, Jim, right? So.
Yep.
We deal with some wonderful people. They're brilliant. I'm like, oh, what am I saying? Jeez. You know, absolutely brilliant. But they've cordoned off the finance department.
Yeah.
right? And these people who are
since 2000. We need to point out, Ed, this has really happened since 2008. Yep. 2008 really changed the way corporations treat people.
Well, and how they treat the money. So they put it over these people who are all about purchasing,
yeah,
and they just ring you through the ropes.
Yeah.
And it's like, this has nothing, very little to do with what I do. And, we, you know, we love our, yeah, work. We have fun work. It's, you know, we make stuff up.
What I'm worried about, though, is with all the digital leverage that they're going to have going forward, that I'm really worried about a small business owner's ability to compete against all that. Hold on to that thought. Ed Harrington and I are going to come back, and we're going to talk about something a little different. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.